Oh, hello, Mr. Green.
I want to talk to you guys.
Well, we're pretty busy this evening, Mr. Green.
Yeah, we're going to have a meeting here.
Yeah, well, never mind the meeting. I want to talk to you about this letter you wrote me.
Well, what about it?
Well, if you think I'm going to fall for a racket like this, you're crazy.
Fall for what, Mr. Green?
Racket. A racket.
I don't hear nothing.
Never mind the wisecracks.
Hey, if you got something to say, Mr. Green, say it, because we...
Yes. What's on your chest? We got a meeting.
I'll tell you what's on my chest. You birds write me this letter and say I've got to split with you if my song wins the contest.
Yes, but shucks, you don't have to worry about that, Mr. Green.
Well, I'm not worrying about it. I just came here to tell you guys that I'm not going to split. Now, what do you think of that?
That's what I say. You don't have to split because your song ain't going to win. Me and Ebbsir promised to vote for a Professor Thistlewaite song.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Why, you low double-crossing crooks, you...
Say, hold on there, young fella. You can't talk to us like that.
No, sir, we won't stand
no,
for it.
Sir. I'll talk to you any way I want to. What's more, you'll like it. You're a couple of low-down...
Come on, Zeb, let's run him out
of
here.
Go on, get out of here.
Yes. Well, you birds stay right where you are.
Look out, Zeb. He's got a gun.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, not just as least plug your ass as not. Now, get this and get it straight. I slipped you birds $200 to pick my song as the winner. When you came whining around here for another $100, I gave you that. And I'm going to see that you keep your word and do pick my song.
That's a dad darn lie. You never give us any money to pick your song.
No, sir. That money you give us was a fine.
Well, just don't forget, Foxy Grandpa, that I've got the canceled checks with your names on them, and you've got my song.
Well, we'll give you the song back.
Never mind. Just keep the song. And see if it wins the contest. If it doesn't, you guys will go up for bribery.
Yes, but sunshine, Mr. Green.
Shut up. Now, where's my wife?
We ain't seen your wife.
Hey, don't stall me. You told me yourselves in this letter that she was planning to elope with this guy Hertz. Now, where is she? Come on, speak up.
Well, I suppose she's at the Corn Center Hotel. That's where most people stay when they come to town.
Okay, but listen, if she ain't there, if you're trying any funny business, watch out. That's all. Just watch out.
Phew, shakes. He's sure riled up, ain't he?
Just a dad darn bluffer, Zeb. Don't think the gun was even loaded.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And what's worrying me is about this song business. He looks kind of desperate.
Yeah, but we didn't say we'd pick his song.
Well, no, we didn't. But how's he going to argue fight with a fella that's got a pistol?
Good evening, gentlemen. Am I the first one here?
Yes, hello, Mr. Hurt. You're the first one here.
Hello, Mr. Hurt.
Well, I'm glad because I would like to say a little something before the meeting starts about Mrs. Howe.
Well, what about her?
Well, of course, it is only hearsay, Mrs. Pinkley told me. But I understand she is, going to be asked to resign from the woman's club because she chews tobacco and drinks beer.
You don't see.
And if she is that kind of a woman, we don't want her. And besides, there is this Spanish Denver. I have already written a letter discharging her on the... good evening, Mrs. Howe.
Good evening.
How do, Mrs. Howe?
Where are the others?
Well, they ought to be along any time now. It's after 7 o'clock. There they come.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mrs. Palm.
Shall we get started?
Yes, suppose we do. There are certain people who may have engagements in alleys this evening.
Yes. Yeah, but pull some of them chairs over here.
Just sit down.
Make yourself at home.
I just had these legs squared up yesterday.
I wish to have all together so we could have a little chat about some of the details of the music fiesta. Now, the first number on the program will be a selection by the Squidsville Band, which has kindly consented to play. But we must select the number. Now, I think
I've thought about that, Mr. Hurst, and I would suggest the swan.
How about a duck?
Keep still.
No. The swan would never do. It is French.
How's that?
French.
French duck.
And we should have something Spanish.
Oh, yeah. I see now. Spanish duck.
Oh, this is all nonsense.
Shut up, you darn fool.
I beg your pardon. Are you referring to me?
Now, just a moment.
Wait. He wasn't talking to you.
Well, I think we're talking in circles. I say we should open with the swan.
I tell you, it is not appropriate. It is not in the mood.
Of course it's appropriate.
But you sit there and disagree with me. You let me tell you, I am a musician.
A musician, indeed. Carrying on your love affairs in a respectable community like Hall. Yes, the whole town knows about you and that tennis dancer.
Is that so? Is that a fact? Then listen, you tobacco chewing ear bagging.
Why were you?
You think I don't know, huh? You don't think I didn't even find out about you chewing tobacco on the sly and drinking beer before post fast that pistol bit?
I say, why? What do you mean?
Yeah, you've been found out, not finally.
This is an outrage. I've had nothing to do with the Cecil Thistlewaite. In fact, I regard him as a low bounder of the worst type.
Now I say, I shan't tolerate such remarks any longer. I'm tired of insinuations. If anyone has any accusation to make against my character...
Oh, please, don't let's quarrel. Oh, I'm sure Professor Thistlewaite hasn't done anything wrong.
Yes, that's what I say. He stopped this during argument.
He hasn't done anything wrong, eh? Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Lippity-Gibbet, if I remember correctly, you were the one that started the rumor about him.
What rumor? What rumor? Let's get to the bottom of this.
And what's more, young lady, you'd better keep out of this. Your own reputation won't bear too close a scrutiny, meeting your gentleman friend in alleys.
Who has been meeting
that shameless creature right there? She's been meeting a man named Green, a songwriter.
Oh, she is. But Green is married. He's... What? My goodness, Juanita, the Spanish dancer, she's his wife.
Then all I can say is that you'd better look out.
Yes, because he's got a gun and he was here this evening.
That's fact. He's looking for his wife right now.
Yes.
Great Scott, he doesn't contemplate shooting anyone, does he?
Well, he wasn't carrying the pistol to comb his hair with.
That's been a terrible mistake. We recalled the meeting off. He'll call it the whole contest off.
We can't do that.
No, see, how about
we promised Professor Thistlewaite we'd pick his song for the winner.
What? Why, you...
Oh, did you hear that? He bribed them.
I did nothing of the sort.
No, he didn't. He didn't bribe us.
No, he didn't, eh?
No.
Well, it sounds mighty suspicious to me.
You're dead darn right he didn't. The fellow that bribed us was Mr. Green, but we're double-crossing him.
Yes, him, I'm going. I won't stay. You are all a pack of crooks.
You tell me to get out, that you're through with me, huh?
That's just like him. Lure a woman on and then throw her out.
Get away. I don't want to talk to you. You are crazy.
Yeah, and she is. She come in here the other day and ordered 4 yards of chin whiskers.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Well, you pig, you beast. How do you like that, huh? I'm going for the police and have you all arrested.
Now, one moment. We can't have a scene here, you know. We can't have a scene.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute here. Everybody, Dad Dern, stand still here. We don't want no Dad Dern fussing going on in the store here.
No, sir. If I'm trying to all get out. Yeah. The whole passion is coming here starting a ruckus.
Look at the whole damn bunch of them with it.
I won't until I...
Where's my wife? Where is she?
Oh, she, there's that fella Green right outside the door there.
What do we do now?
Well, let's go in there into the back room and lock the door.
Yeah.
Come on, Ed. That fella's...
Grab that door.